Gaming on that.
We have a call to order the Board of Equalization. The Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann, and Jurgens has been here already. He had to go back out to the pickup to get some glasses. Poor Matt Bauman, not for himself.
Did you get that sphere?
There, we got that in there. Yeah.
I have glasses in my desk.
Oh, you do? Yeah. I entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. And we'll come in on it right now here. Okay. The public hearing one, originally, the public hearing, Don talked with Roger about this. Originally, we had the public hearing to approve or disapprove vehicles for the exempt qualifications, but we had to add real and personal property on that. So that's why that is on the agenda the way it is now. So if you saw the original agenda that went out, it's been changed from that. Don did visit with Roger to get the okay to go ahead and add that. So just so both of you know that too. So
because we had sent out 10-day notices of people were going to be coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was all okay. Vote. Well. Terry, can Jurgen vote since he's not actually sitting here? But 6-0 in favor.
Vote by proxy.
Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Me too.
Okay. I move.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote 6-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And I think are most of you here for the public hearing or to comment there or to watch? Okay. Entertain a motion to, at 8:35 we'll have the public hearing, since that's a timed event, so we're not quite there yet. Next, entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the tax correction slip number 8, which we're passing around here.
So moved to approve.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, second by Tiemann, and who's that for and how much?
The deduction of $44.70 for Norm Party.
The Turk case.
Well, that was a Turk case, yes.
I just asked.
Thank gosh they reversed it, so we didn't have to go redo anything more.
Do you need any of these?
No, that.
Any more discussion on that?
Is
that something that he appeals in if he wants to, or does that go to you, or does that go to the state?
The appeal goes to the
full board. It would,
and then if he would appeal it, then it erases everything we did on the single commissioner hearing, and it goes before the full Turk board.
And then you'd have to take Roger up with you.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Because he just had the single hearing when he appealed earlier there in March. I think that was March 15th.
Yeah, and then after that, if they don't like what the full board does, then it can go to Court of Appeals. But it has to go through those steps first.
He would have to go to the full board first.
Before he can go to Court of Appeals, yep.
Great. And that was Norman Party Jr. and a deduction from tax rolls of $44.70. We have a motion and a second. More discussion? Vote. 7-0 in favor. And we do have a timed event at 8:35. Can we start a minute earlier? Yeah. 8:35 when we get in it, if we make the motion. I entertain a motion to go into public hearing.
I would move to go into public hearing to approve or disapprove the vehicle and real and personal property exemption applications.
Second.
Discussion. Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote 7-0. Public hearing. Patty?
Basically, I don't have much of anything right now other than we did get our reports and opinions back, and I am in compliance. Now it does go to the Turk for final review on my values that I sent in.
Oh, are you the public hearing.
On what?
Exemptions.
On the exemptions.
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
Not on the vehicle, on the real estate.
But we're gonna, we got both. So.
We have both.
Oh,
we have the vehicle and
the
rest
vehicle
of them.
Side, so.
Yeah. So you can.
We can do the vehicle.
You can state the vehicle, and then she can talk about it.
Okay. And the vehicle is for
Vehicles for
Christ Community Church, here in Beatrice. It's a 1997 half-liner bus, F-T-L-I-N-E-R bus. It would be Lori signed this for approval for motor vehicle fee of $10.50, basically, would be waiving.
I would move to approve the personal property exemption application for Christ Community Church.
We're still in public hearing. Is there anybody here for? You guys aren't here for that. I didn't think so. Nobody is. So anybody here for the Christ Community Church? We'll have to approve that after we come out of public hearing. Yeah, and we will do them separate, though. Denny was right on that. Okay. Then the rest is on the.
Everybody should have that list right there.
Everybody has a list of about 3 or 4 pages with all the list of the organizations.
Is this the official list? Can we just, when we're done with the public hearing, can we just approve the list and place this on file? Okay, so we don't have to read everyone into the record.
Ron's probably. I don't know if you need
to. Do you want to talk about one, or you're just here to, in case we had questions? No. Same with Jim? No, nope.
Just if you have any questions.
Just if we had any questions.
You can do it. Yeah, we've done it in the past. Just go ahead and have somebody move to approve the list, all inclusive.
All of them. But once we come out of public hearing. Because right now it's if anybody would like to comment or speak on.
Or if anybody on the board has a question.
Do you want me to explain a little bit what those are?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, those are permissive exemptions filed by churches and different organizations that are used for exempt status. So they apply for this before the end of December, and then I have to forward them to the county board by February 1st. I put my decision on it of approved or disapproved. Then you guys have to have a hearing, and we'll go, you know, as long as you approve them by June 1st.
Okay.
That's all we need to
basically. Can you explain, because I've had a lot of calls, why we're doing it this way now?
Okay. Basically, every year, we have an exemption year, and that's this year. And then the other 3 years after that are reaffirmation of the exemption. So this is the year that we actually do listen to them, or if there's any questions come about, because this is the year they file the exemption. The next 3 years now, they won't even come to the board unless there's a question. Next 3 years is just the reaffirmation. So that's why, you know, you've got them this year and you haven't had them probably for 3 years. So that's the way that works on all those. So the only thing is, you know, if anybody ever knows of anything, I know we've had discussions in the past, like if a minister isn't living in a parsonage or things like that. But people have been pretty forthcoming and we've asked questions. And then those will be forwarded to the state, too, for review. After you sign them.
108. I counted 125. I don't know if my number's quite right. Different. I had 36 on a page and 17 on the last one. So if I'm close, I don't know. In a round number, that's where we're at. It's over 100.
Did you look at the, is there more than, how many pages?
There's 3 pages.
Yeah.
36 and then a 17.
Seemed like there'd be a little bit more than that, but maybe they're not. I don't know. You probably could have known. And Don will have to put those in the paper, too, at some point. I don't know what month you put them in the paper.
Mr. Chair.
We'll have to put them for the minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Patty, all these contained in here have met your approval and gone through the process.
Okay.
Unless there's any that you guys want to pull out or think something different on, that would be the only reason that we would pull them out.
Any more questions? Any more comments from the public? Otherwise, we'll entertain a motion to go out of public hearing at 8:40.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, second by Lytle. Vote 7-0 in favor. Now, Denny, we will entertain a motion to.
I would move to approve the personal property exemption for the vehicle for Christ Community Church.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Discussion? Vote, 7-0. Now we need for the list.
I'll make a motion to approve all entities in Patty's list that have met the approved process and are here in front of us.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, second by Thiemann. Discussion. Vote, 7-0. In favor? Thank you. Now, Patty, go ahead. Whatever. Sure.
Basically, I just got my reports and opinions from the property tax, and they're looking into now doing all the 93 counties, so I have met the statutory requirements, so that's a good thing. Now, those books go to the Turk board, so then the Turk has to review all my final levels of value on the commercial, residential, and agricultural, so... That's kind of what we've been doing, you know, because I had to send the abstract in by March 19th. And then Ruth Sorensen, the tax administrator, her staff has to look to see whether counties are in compliance. If they're not in compliance, then they have to go and have a show cause hearing in front of Turk. So far, I've got past the one hurdle. Now the next hurdle is Turk. So, and then they'll send out a notice letting us know whether we're in. As long as usually the tax administrator calls us in the compliance, then we're usually okay. I think there's only about 13 to 15 counties that we're not, so that's kind of where we're at now. And then valuation notices will go out at the end of May. Another thing that people will really want to take notice of, and I gave a copy to the Daily Sun and to Doug, is that personal property is due by May 1. Very important that you file it on time this year if you want a $10,000 exemption. So that is probably a pretty, you know, that's a nice tax relief for people that do file on time. So if your schedule is under the $10,000 limit, you won't pay any tax on personal property for this year.
Because if they don't file it on time, that is lost.
Right.
That was part of that
bill. So very important that May 1st is that deadline.
And they have to meet income requirements.
No. This is on a personal property.
On the personal property.
Yeah, this is the first year this has ever happened. So it's an exemption giving tax relief on the first $10,000 worth of valuation. So, but it does have to be filed timely. So, and we do require depreciation schedules, and we have been requiring depreciation schedules. So if anybody has any questions, they can call our office or whatever. Homestead exemptions go until June 30th, Denny, and I think that's probably what you were referring to, is the exemptions for the homestead on the income. That goes to the 30th.
Patty, I've had a couple people ask me. It's per taxing entity, so it's not per county. It's per, say, school district even.
Per tax district.
So per tax district, yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you have 10,000 in several tax districts, you get exemptions on anything that you have.
In
a tax district.
So previously, though, like our personal property statements, I guess how do you know, or how does your office know that, you know, that pivot's located in that district?
Yeah, we've done a lot of discussion. We need to talk to the property owner. We've got people in other counties moving equipment around now, too. So it's going to be one of those things that when you develop or you have some type of regulation on these, then there becomes gray areas. So it's going to be the job of the assessor to see for sure where, you know.
Unless people moving all their wealth over to some foreign country so they don't get taxed.
Well, what they may do is if they took a tax, like if they wanted to take a tractor. And, you know, the thing of it is with the depreciation schedules now, this is going to be more. Because, honestly, there are farmers that have sheds in different locations if they're big farmers. So they may have a tractor and a combine sitting in this shed in tax district 20, and over here they may have something else in 25, so they could have 10,000 virtually on each. So it's going to be some of the field work we'll have to do to make sure and talking to the people and, you know. Sometimes then they said, well, what if the tax depreciation schedule is divided up between husband and wife? And then it becomes, okay, well, how do they file their income tax? So... Sometimes these things sound good in the process, and they are, but you don't think of these other things that come up afterwards. So
You'd think that'd be an easier way to be able to do that.
Nothing's easy, Denny. And I don't suspect we'll have a lot of problems.
No, you won't.
I mean, most of the people will probably have one tax district where they keep their equipment.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like Lori with cars, too, you know.
Yeah.
It's where they sleep, and that's kind of what you say, where this tractor sleeps is where it really should be taxed, so.
Yep, so.
You know, so we'll see how it goes. So that's the fact that they have to be filed on time is very important if you want that exemption.
That's critical. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any more questions for Patty?
Might want to meet with the to get some ideas, you know, now that Dan's retired, on some things that we may want to visit with. So I don't know, equalization, protests coming up this year, how we want to handle some of that.
You want to have on agenda, a committee agenda for next time to have an equalization meeting?
Well, I think it's something that I'd like a little input. I mean, I always, think.
Why don't we schedule it for next committee meeting? Because Denny will be here.
And, or if Denny wants to meet with me, and who's on equalization? You are, and
John.
Jerry and Jerry. John.
John, but. I think that'd be good to have that at a committee meeting if we can have that discussion. I think
when
that'd
is
be
your
good.
And that's a Monday before a board meeting?
Yes.
The next 25th. One is 25th.
6 a.m. is the open slot, too. So
6 a.m., yeah.
Thought it was 5.
Let's make it 9.
No, it won't be 9.
It won't be 9.
10.
10 o'clock?
It'd be 10.
It'd have to be 10.
10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
That's better yet. I'm not a morning person.
We're not,
Gary
we're not.
Knew that, didn't you, Gary?
No.
I'm better
it.
After 10.
Well, Road and Bridge is at 8:30, though, isn't it? We can make it 9:30.
It doesn't matter.
Put it down as 9:30.
And that's
9:30?
9:30.
You okay? Okay. Final answer?
Not stretching it out more. 9:30.
9:30. Okay. Anything else?
Okay.
If not, we'll close the Road and Bridge at 8:47.